The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Ancient Warfare Answers with me, Murray. I'm flying solo. You can, of course, ask a question for the podcast yourselves if you would like. You can send us an email, send us a postcard, send us a letter. You can contact us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can, I think, probably even send us a message through Patreon. And, of course, you can join Patreon to support the podcast, patreon.com/ancientwarfarepodcast. You can back us at one of three different levels. And I think $1, $5, and $10 are, and you can get a copy of the magazine even. Now, you can ask a question. I've got a question from Jeff coming up that I'm going to attempt to answer. It's a biggie. So, and he may have actually meant it for the whole podcast team rather than just me. And we may well come back to that when the whole podcast team can answer it. But I'm going to have a go at answering because it's an interesting one. Jeff says, hello, I love the podcast. I have a couple of questions I'd love to hear your thoughts on. If the Roman Empire had never fallen and was still around today, what do you think the world would look like? And what do you think a modern Roman Empire would be like? Well, the what-if scenario. My brother always used to say that I was a what-if kind of child, imagination. If the Roman Empire had never fallen, which is hard to imagine, for it not to have fallen, it would have needed to have become ever larger. Which essentially means that we would have got to the point where the Roman Empire is the world. And so when we think in those terms, the land masses attached to the center of the empire in Italy and Europe would have been reached inexorably by the Roman Empire, which basically means that the Roman Empire would have conquered India, would have conquered Africa, and it would have conquered all of ancient Asia, all the way through to China. So, you know, thinking that those empires would never have existed or would be wiped out now is just bizarre to even contemplate. And of course, there would be people saying, no, those conquests couldn't have happened. But we're imagining if the Roman Empire never fell. The reason for that, of course, is that the Roman Empire could not have defended its borders. As the history of the late Roman Empire shows, there are continual and continuing invasions across the Danube, across the Rhine, and even upwards in North Africa, and continual rebellions. So in that case, what you're looking at is you need to say, well, for those not to happen, the Roman policies would need to have changed, and it would have needed to have been conquest, pushing forward, conquering everything there was to conquer. But, of course, then you've got the interesting aspect, and I don't know what time scale we're looking at here, but let's imagine, therefore, that the Roman Empire is all of modern Asia, all of modern Europe, and all of modern Africa. Would the Romans have searched outside of those boundaries to find America, Australia? Maybe not, to be honest. We don't know. You know, for instance, as they get down into Southeast Asia, and would they have hopped across to Japan? Would they have hopped across to the islands of Indonesia and then eventually into Australia? In the history of the discovery of those places, it's not island hopping that leads to their discovery. It's sea travel via seagoing vessels. Now, of course, the Romans don't have the same kinds of seagoing vessels that they have in the 15th, 16th century. Would they have developed them? We don't know. If the Roman Empire never fell, why would they need to? Interesting. So I think what you're going to find is that if we think of this amazingly what-if scenario, the Roman apparatus would have stayed the same. So you would have had coasting vessels. They would have sailed the the Mediterranean, but they wouldn't have necessarily pushed out any further than was, you know, the extreme. And even when you look at Pythias and things like that, they are not pushing beyond what their vessels were capable of. So the discovery of Thule and things, which we now think is either Iceland or, you know, the islands above Norway, those are reachable by ships of the time. So, you know, we're not going to find Greenland. We're not going to have the Viking Age because those nations are going to be conquered by our never falling Roman Empire, which is, again, very almost impossible to contemplate. We'd all be speaking Latin and or Greek. Again, probably the language of the Roman military was Latin. And even though there was a Greek speaking East, what would happen in Africa or Asia or in you know, the regions beyond the Rhine and the Elbe? Would there be a official Latin language and then Germanic, Asian languages, African languages? We don't know. Probably those dialect, you know, the official language of the Roman Empire would have remained Latin. We would have the Philhellenes within the Roman Empire speaking both Greek and Latin, and anyone from the conquered territories, which now includes this vast, you know, half the earth, they would probably speak their own languages, but they would officially be speaking Latin, which is fascinating in itself. What else would be bizarre about a world where the Roman Empire never fell? So we don't have the discovery of North and South America. We don't have the discovery of Australia and or New Zealand or in the Antarctic. You've also got probably the perpetuation of Roman culture and the destruction of most other forms of indigenous culture. They would probably exist today in the same way that the archaeology of Britain and other areas of the Roman Empire do, where we do find traces of indigenous cultures that were supplanted by the Roman culture later, and, you know, aspects of gods and cult which incorporate some of that. We would have some of that, but a lot of the original cultural leftovers wouldn't exist in the same way that they do now. You would probably have Roman legions still existing. You know, there'd be amphitheaters and Roman theaters everywhere. I don't know. One of the other problems, of course, with the Roman Empire as it gets larger, and if you look at the 3rd century, is huge numbers of rebellions against Roman rule and people carving out an empire of their own. Now, in our scenario, the Roman Empire never falls. So, problematically, those rebellions need to be squashed. And this is becoming more and more of a dystopia, because essentially the rule of Roman, of a non-falling Roman Empire, is going to mean that your harsh reality of Roman rule imposed doesn't allow for rebellions to occur, which probably means a far more ironclad grip on society. So it's probably, unfortunately, going to become much more militaristic. The military is all, the military controls, you know, it starts to look a little bit like 40K, doesn't it, with this god emperor on a throne in wherever they just choose. You know, could they have ruled the Roman Empire from Rome, Milan, or Ravenna, or indeed Constantinople? I mean, when is this Roman Empire not falling? Is it before the split? So is it before the 4th century AD? In which case, you've got if the Roman Empire never falls, Christianity doesn't become the official language, the official religion of the empire. If you place it in the 4th century, if that Roman Empire doesn't fall, then Christianity becomes the dominant religion all around the world. So, you know, it's hard to know what moment do you choose the Roman Empire not falling. If you're going to be a purist, weirdly, you would, of course, choose the height of the Roman Empire not being the one that falls, and that is the Roman Empire of the 2nd century AD under Marcus Aurelius. Starts to go downhill after Marcus Aurelius, Commodus, and then the 3rd century. Even, you know, Gibbon decided that that's the height, and that's when things go wrong, when Marcus Aurelius chooses his son Commodus rather than selecting the best candidate, which has happened for the five previous emperors. So if we choose that moment, that is the Roman Empire that doesn't fall, you've got a perpetuation of the traditional Hellenic religion. We're all worshipping Zeus and Jupiter slash the Roman and Greek gods. Christianity doesn't get a lift off. None of the other religions of the world get a lift off. The cultures of the other cultures of the world don't get any purchase. It's an imposed Roman and Greek culture. Philosophy again, if it's Marcus Aurelius we're looking at, it's Stoicism and Neoplatonism, and those sorts of things become the dominant forces. All of the advances in philosophy, thinking, art, teaching that happen in the Renaissance don't happen because the Roman Empire's innovations, because it's perpetual, don't need to happen at such a rapid rate. They can happen much, much more slowly. So even though it's a what if, and it's a big what if, it's a fascinating thing because many of the things we take for granted in the history of the last 2,000 years or 1,600 years wouldn't have happened in the way that happened. I think the problem is that the Roman Empire to exist today, it would be a harsh, dystopian, militaristic society, much like the dystopias that many science fiction writers think about. So it probably isn't worth thinking about, and the Roman Empire did fall, and we have the world we have. But it's a fascinating what if, nonetheless, sort of ancient Roman science fiction, which is a bizarre thing. Anyway, I hope that comes close to answering your question. Thank you, Jeff, and we'll see you next time on Ancient Warfare Answers. Bye.